Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The use of a noose to send a message to black students in Jena, Louisiana, set off the chain of events there that led to mass protests and a renewal of activism that reached far beyond that town. But if you saw what happened there as something confined to the South, then what do we say about the fact that a noose was left hanging on the door of an African-American professor at Columbia University's Teachers College here in New York City yesterday? As the Daily News tells it, the ugly symbol of bigotry targeted Dr. Madonna Constantine, a respected psychology and education expert whose books include one called Addressing Racism, according to sources. Detectives were investigating whether the incident was racially motivated and whether it stemmed from a dispute between Constantine and another faculty member, a university source told the Daily News. And it says about 150 students gathered in front of Teachers College last night to protest racism, and organizers called for a campus-wide student walkout at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Joining me now to talk about racism on campus and what we know about this incident is Patricia Williams, professor of law at Columbia University. She writes the Mad Law Professor column for The Nation magazine. And Professor Williams, very nice to have you back on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Sorry under these circumstances.
Yes, indeed.
What do you know about this?
I know very little about it. I actually haven't been on campus in the last day or so. But what I would think about this has more to do with the entire pattern of culture wars that have inflamed campuses over the last 10 years or so. The question of what's free speech, what's hate speech, what is a death threat is something that has preceded both this case as well as the Jena, Louisiana incident.
Which category would you put the noose in?
I don't know enough about the facts of what happened here, but I am deeply concerned that there have been uses of nooses, again, not just in the South. I don't think this is just about the South. In all kinds of campus contexts, slave auctions by fraternity brothers, marking of posters, drawing of nooses, and there's a way in which the degree to which this represents a very recent and real history to some in our polity, to African Americans in particular, that's invisible, and it's been analyzed over and over again as a kind of fun and games thing, as a sort of test of free speech. I have my right to insult you, to call you a donkey, to threaten you, so you shut up about it. There's a real paradox, I think, in that sort of understanding of the symbolic import of the noose.
I was kind of amazed in the Jena case when I heard one of the officials of the town, I think he was an official of the school board there, kind of write off the noose as just a prank.
Yes.
And, you know, given the history of lynching and what the noose has represented in life and death terms, you know, an official of a town could just as easily turn around and say, this is an act of intimidation. This is an act that, you know, creates an environment that's not conducive to learning at a school, you know, and has real tangible effects.
Yeah.
Aimed at specific individuals, even, which makes it a threat after the individuals that said they intended to sit under that tree. And so it was amazing to me to hear an official of the school board write off a noose, given the history involved, as, quote, just a prank.
Yeah, and again, I don't think this is just limited to the Deep South.
Yeah.
It has particular resonance, obviously, that it was hung from a tree in Louisiana. However, again, the degree to which this has been reenacted and then suppressed or tossed off as just something minor, or, again, that prank language over and over and over again, the characterization of this as mere prank, has really emboldened a whole generation. I do think this is something which is much more tolerated among younger people, precisely because the conversation has been characterized as, again, kind of free speech, fun, and games.
In this case at Teachers College, the New York Post today cited several unnamed sources saying the incident may, quote, stem from a bitter academic dispute with a white rival professor, unquote. But I gather you don't know anything about that.
I don't know.
And I noticed that USA Today has an article about several copycat incidents since Gina, including one at the University of Maryland. So is this typical of the aftermath of a very high-profile incident?
I think it is typical of all kinds of high-profile, sensational, and unfortunate acts, symbolic and certainly in the case of physical violence. And that's quite unfortunate. At the same time, I think the degree to which we are repeatedly shocked by it and don't really get into a conversation of the deeper symbolic injury, the divisiveness to our polity or to our collegiate communities that this causes, is perhaps symbolized, to go back to Gina, by the fact that the Gina school board then cut down the tree from which the noose was hanging as a way of preventing further conversation or division. Now, chopping down the tree seems a really absurd kind of physical elimination of the wrong, killing the messenger, so to speak. And I do think that incidents like this have a background. They have a deeper message to us all. And to say that this is, again, I don't know what happened in this case, but I think that the power of that noose is very much connected to the kind of conversation we're having as a culture, from Don Imus to Bill O'Reilly's ignorance to, again, if we're not in the Deep South, but there's a move right now, for example, to have co-op boards reveal the reasons for denying
why they turn people down.
Certainly, part of the resistance would probably reveal the degree to which we are, in fact, a very segregated city.
Now, we are expecting momentarily now the president of the Columbia University Teachers College, Susan Foreman, who I believe has agreed to join us in just a few minutes. My guest right now is Columbia Law Professor Patricia Williams, as we talk about the incident on campus where apparently a noose was placed on the door of an African-American Teachers College professor, Dr. Madonna Constantine, a psychology and education expert whose books include Addressing Racism. And I wonder if anybody on the Columbia campus wants to call in with any of your thoughts. Are you going to take part in the student walkout, and that may be a Teachers College student walkout at 2 o'clock today? I'm not sure from the newspaper article that I'm looking at whether it's Teachers College or whether it's Columbia-wide. Professor, do you happen to know?
No, I don't.
Okay, so Columbia students, and here we are again, Columbia students, right? We just had the president of the university, Lee Bollinger, on recently around the whole Ahmadinejad flap, and now call us and talk about this. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I don't want to tie this into what happened with Ahmadinejad too directly, but Columbia has been rocked with polarizing events, it seems like, lately, although maybe this is more of a unifying event than will turn out to be a polarizing event. Have you noticed if the atmosphere on campus has been particularly on edge these days?
No, I think that, again, it's probably wiser to analyze a problem like this with a larger problem of our society, with policing patterns, with patterns of drug enforcement. Again, we're a very divided city in lots of ways. The degree to which it is sparked within the university shouldn't be surprised, because that is hopefully where we have these conversations. At the same time, when you mention Ahmadinejad, it is, Ahmadinejad is a Holocaust denier. It was clear to many, many people that his statements are over the pale, and that sparked a different kind of conversation about the First Amendment. I was very interested to see how many people who had in the context of culture wars about things like nooses, identified themselves as First Amendment absolutists, did a 180-degree flip. I don't have an answer to whether the First Amendment is as absolute as most people believe it to be, but I am troubled by the inconsistency. At the same time, I hope that these two incidents coming one after the other provoke people to think about where our moral limits are, why we accept one but not the other, and perhaps we should work at some sort of alignment on what it takes to make a civil society.
Also with us now is Susan Furman, president of the Columbia University Teachers College. President Furman, thanks so much for coming on with us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Can you confirm that this happened?
Yes, there was an incident yesterday morning. A professor arrived to find a noose hanging on the door of her office.
Can you tell us more about it?
We don't know very much more. We called the police immediately. They are investigating it as a hate crime. It is potentially a felony. I've seen news reports that there's a suspect, but have heard nothing official at all. We are obviously in turmoil over it in the sense that it's a horrible, despicable act. We feel violated as a campus, a community. We abhor it. And we need to pull together. We're going to have a town meeting this afternoon so we can share our feelings about it.
Is the town meeting in conjunction with what the Daily News says is a campus-wide student walkout at 2 p.m.?
The town meeting was planned in advance. We planned it yesterday as an opportunity for us to talk as a community, as a family. The students then decided to hold a protest first.
To hold a protest first, so then comes the town meeting. And that that campus-wide walkout, as it's referred to here, that's a teacher's college campus-wide walkout, not a Columbia-wide?
As far as I know, we need to make an important distinction here. Teachers College is affiliated with but independent of Columbia. And, you know, there should be no implication of any Columbia involvement in any of this. We are treating this as something that the Teachers College family needs to discuss. And, of course, it's a societal issue more broadly, and I'm sure that there will be conversations everywhere, including Columbia. But for us, it's first and foremost a Teachers College community matter.
You mentioned the press reports that a suspect in this is another faculty member who's involved in some kind of bitter academic dispute with Dr. Constantine. Are you familiar with the nature of that dispute?
There is a dispute that is under investigation that I cannot comment on. In fact, the news report I heard was not that. It was yet another possible suspect. So since I've gotten no official word of any suspects from the police, I would assume that these news reports are rumors.
Patricia Williams, are you still with us?
I still am.
And I don't know if you know each other, Patricia Williams from the law school and Susan Furman, president of the Teachers College. The president mentioned that there could be a felony charge in conjunction with this. Give us your law professor's understanding of when that might be the case.
Well, I really don't want to comment because I don't know what the elements of this case might be. But certainly hanging a noose has the potential to represent a death threat.
Right. And President Furman, how are you working as president of the Teachers College to try to get to the bottom of this?
Well, we're certainly cooperating with the police fully. And, you know, any assistance or access they need, they will be given. And I believe that, you know, they should be leading this investigation. We will, as I said before, be talking as a community so that we can share our feelings and raise any other concerns we have about the climate at Teachers College and how to make it better. Racism is endemic in society. We're not exempt, and we need to do everything we can to make it better.
How would you characterize the racial environment in the Teachers College in general?
I think in general it's pretty good. And we've always had concerns about doing more, recruiting more minority faculty, enhancing financial aid so that we can maintain a diverse student body. We've always had those concerns. I'm relatively new. I've only been there a year, but we're redoubling efforts on those fronts. And we want to be sure that we are creating as open, comfortable, and supportive an environment for everybody.
Professor Williams, do you want to comment on that campus-wide or at the law school?
Again, I think that the university is dedicated to the project of diversity and of community. The degree to which that gets challenged is, again, something which I don't think is limited to our campus, but has been the subject of intense political provocation around specific incidents. But on a day-to-day level, again, I think that Columbia is perhaps even a target because it is so open, so diverse, and has such a very mixed population.
Interesting. Let me take just a couple of quick phone calls because we're over time already. Mike in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Yes, hello. I would just like to know, would the callers know, has there been any other incidences besides this, racial incidences on campus that have been reported?
None in
Teachers College
right.
That were of this type.
Right.
Okay. Mike in Flushing, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hi, I have 2 points. First of all, the difference between Ahmadinejad free speech and noose hanging free speech is I would be opposed if Columbia invited the noose hanger to speak at an honored forum at Columbia. So there is no contradiction. The second thing is I think there have been cases, several in the past, where the victim, supposed victim, or supporters of that victim have done things like put nooses up or swastikas up in order to foster awareness, and these people have not gotten the same outrage when they have been exposed. They've been called sick people. This person is also sick. This is not a racial issue. This is just a sick person.
Well, Patricia Williams, you want to comment on the difference between a racial issue and a sick person?
Well, I think they can sometimes overlap. again, racism is a spectrum. and certainly, I agree that I wouldn't want to invite the noose hanger. But that's precisely the argument that has been made in some First Amendment debates on certain campuses.
Racism is a spectrum, and some people would say is a mental illness.
Yeah.
And
some of its forms, absolutely. I mean, it's obviously a cultural norm to some degree, but in this kind of very aggressive expression, it's also a mental illness. Sociopathy, perhaps.
Susan Furman, can you rule out that the noose was hung by supporters of the teacher, who was the target of it, as some kind of subterfuge?
At this point, I can't rule anything out. But what a horrible thought! And the whole incident is so ironic and distressing to us because, as a college, we're committed to the notion of equity, eliminating racism in society and in its schools. So the whole incident has been to us even that much more abhorrent.
One more call. Derek in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Derek.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Two quick question and a comment. Question, since making that hangman's noose, transporting it and or using it is a federal criminal offense, I'd like to know if the FBI has been called in or the Justice Department to use their investigatory powers. Either here at Columbia or in Jena. And second, it's not an uncommon event, even in New York. I'm the victim myself. 4 years ago, when my building was under construction, my apartment building, someone hung a hangman's noose over the archway. Just before I came up in my morning rounds, and when I pointed out to the maintenance staff, laughter erupted.
Well, and groans erupted here upon hearing that story, that still goes on. Are the feds being called in, Susan Furman?
I do not know. I will check on that immediately.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time, but Susan Furman, it's funny, a lot of our listeners will remember that we just had one of your faculty members here along with the New York Times columnist Bob Herbert to talk about the curriculum, the post-Katrina curriculum for teaching the hurricane that they developed, that you've developed at Teachers College, that's so focused on getting to the underlying race and class issues And now this comes up right within the school.
Right. Yes, I thank you for mentioning that. It's been very much on my mind.
All right. Susan Furman is the president of the Teachers College at Columbia University. Patricia Williams is a professor in the law school and writes the Mad Law Professor column in The Nation. We will see what this turns out to be. Thank you both very much for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So they're going to have a student walk out at 2 o'clock at the Teachers College. We will hear in a minute a call for a nationwide one-day general strike. Stay tuned.